Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In 1 hour ahead of the Beltway Blitz, we're giving away tickets on Grant and Danny to Lynyrd Skynyrd. You better be listening at that time.
We are brought to you by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
I got a bunch of texts during Commanders Broncos on Sunday about the broadcast and how they were saying Marcus Mariota's name. The way that it was texted to me and described was that the "tuh" at the end of the sentence was stressing the T. And then when I go back and listen, and they're basically saying Marcus Mariota or "ta," but they're really focusing on the T. But clearly, Dan, and you'll have to take over here because I was at the stadium and only heard it a few times thereafter in highlights. But it seemed distracting to the point where they were saying it so much and so oddly that it became a focal point for people watching the broadcast.
You couldn't unhear it. I mean, if it was seamless and just a slight tweak in pronunciation, you go, I wonder if he said something, or I wonder if they spoke to Mariota, and that's like how it's supposed to be. But just the way Collinsworth's affect is when he talks, because he's doing this, and he slows down, and he goes, Marcus Mariota! And you're like, oh my God. Like, why are you, like, he sounded like Rob Riggle. Just for that part of the name, right? Instead of, you know, Mariota or Mariota. Like, if you do it like that, people would notice it. But it wasn't, it was to the point that it sounded like, honestly, there was some sort of action on it. Like, some sort of bet had been placed. You won't say Mariota 50 times. And then he's like, I'll bet y'all do it, man. And then, like, they went back and forth and he won $1 million doing it somehow. It seemed like this crazy point of emphasis that was over the top.
So this was Collinsworth all over the broadcast. This is how he was saying Mariota's name during Sunday Night Football.
That's what Mariota, he saw the same thing I did.
Let me hear it again.
That's what Mariota, he saw the same thing I did.
That's a benign one. That's a benign one. That was the 50th out of 50.
But still, he's going, oh, tuh.
That's what Mariota.
So that you're basically stretching out the O, Mariota. And then the T is doing a lot of work in the TA.
It's like a capital T. The rest of the letters are not even lowercase. They're like half case.
So it got us to thinking. Well, Marcus Mariota had to say his own name at the beginning of the telecast when he gave the starting lineup introduction of himself. Let's hear how he said his name.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
He does the TA thing that Collinsworth was doing.
He does.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
That is different than what we call him all the time. We call him Marcus Mariota with a T that barely is there. It's the smallest T in the history of the world.
It's just a regular, I would say it's an industry standard T. It's a regular T. It's not low T. It's not high T. It's just a normal T.
He went high T. He went capitalized the T, Mariota.
With like a German umlaut around it or something. I mean, This is Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota. This is great college player Marcus Mariota. This is jersey retirement at Oregon Marcus Mariota. This is, you know, second overall draft pick in Tennessee Mariota. This is, you know, longtime journeyman quarterback. This is on the Netflix quarterback show Marcus Mariota. He's been Marcus Mariota forever. And now all of a sudden, out of the shadows comes this T emphasis. And I'm telling you, Chris Collinsworth turned it up to 11. He turned it up so hard.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
Mariota.
I think Chris Collinsworth is off the hook here.
He is.
I think Chris Collinsworth was right, and the rest of us were wrong. And he deserves an apology of sorts.
That's hard for me to do. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think, God, I don't know how to describe it to you. We're watching at home. It was like he just found that out. And I will try my best to go, Mariota, right? You see what I did? I just said it. I tried to make it casual. Collinsworth couldn't do it casual. He was like, I need everyone to know. And and turned it up to 1,000.
But I think you're moving the goalposts a little
bit. No, I know it's unfair.
Here's what people did.
Go on.
Everyone screamed that Collinsworth was botching the name because he was overdoing the T. When, in fact, Mariota's name is not said Mariota, it said Mariota. He was right. We were wrong. We've got to wear it. You don't get to now be upset. Oh, he was doing it too much. And he has one move. It's the dice move. He was saying the hard T. Just because we were botching it. Now, I'm not going to put any blame on Danny Ruye or Grant Paulson or anybody else in this fan base who's been saying Mariota.
Because we have years of Mariota.
That's what everyone has always said, and he has not chosen to correct people. I'm fascinated by this, too. You see this a lot in sports. I don't know if it's just so close that the player doesn't care, or that you stop trying to correct people because the horse is out of the barn. But somewhere along the way, he must have stopped. I found this video of him when he was a rookie, when he was talking about his name. And he's like, yeah, people miss it all the time. They'll say this or that or this. And someone's like, well, let me hear you say it. And he goes kind of Collinsworth-ish really hard on the tuh. He's like, Marcus Mariota. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's from year one, Tennessee.
Wow.
This is the proof. This is the smoking gun. Mm. He was just talking to the media within the last few minutes. He does his weekly Wednesday as the starting quarterback presser. And don't expect this to be a tell about this weekend. He was the last guy to start, so he's the guy at the podium. And they're going to go as far as they can without having to put Jaden kind of at the podium. But this is what he had to say about his name and the controversy that brewed on Sunday night.
Like, what is the right pronunciation?
Mariota. I think it's been said over the years, like Mariota, which is incorrect, and it's pronounced Mariota.
Mariota.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dude.
He also is not understanding what people are getting wrong, it seems like. Yes, I do hear people say Mariota all the time, and that is wrong, clearly. I thought I was silly because I got Mariota pretty quickly. I'm like, everyone keeps saying Marcus Mariota. But he's saying
that's a regional. If you're a Midwestern type person, you're going to see Mariota.
Who are you, Bruce Allen with dialect?
Yeah, that's normal. But
he's saying, like, JP goes. That was JP asking the question,
right?
And he's like, so how is your name actually said? And he thinks the question is Mariota, Mariota. My point is, he's not even aware that the issue at
hand the T situation
is the ta.
It's the T.
Or Oda. Is it Oda or Ota?
Yeah. He's worried about the Michael Maher or the Bill Maher.
Yeah.
No, it's not Mayor or Maher. No one's worried about that. We'll get to that when we'll fine tune this thing. This brand new ta emphasis is a bombshell.
He also says it again like Chris Collins,
uh-huh.
But he obviously isn't that bothered about the ta versus the
Mayor versus Maher.
If he's focusing on the other part, play the answer to JP again for me, Darius. Do I now have to call him Marcus Mariota for the rest of the year, or are people going to be bothered and annoyed by that?
Mm.
Do I just go with the incorrect pronunciation because it's comfortable for people so that they're not going, why is he saying
why is he
it
doing like that? Putting the emphasis on the H.
Like, what is the right pronunciation?
Mariota. I think it's been said over the years like Mariota, which is incorrect, and it's pronounced Mariota.
Mariota.
So, yeah. All
right. I need a follow-up there from JP. I just have to. That's not the part I'm asking you about, Marcus. Mar versus Mayor, we got that one. That one was 4 years ago's controversy.
Right. We've figured that
this
one out.
This is Oda or Ota.
It's either no one's debating if it's the mayor of Easttown or Bill Maher. Nobody's saying that. It's the Tuh.
636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Are you, Danny Ruye, willing to apologize to Chris Collinsworth right here and right now?
No. Here's where I will take my stand. He found out a piece of information. And I've done this before, okay? Because I understand the pathology. He got a piece of information, and he is so smug about it. He knows something, and he is going to lord it over all of us. There's a difference between trying to incorporate it, Mario Tah. What he was doing, and that one clip we have doesn't do it near justice. I'm telling you, if you're watching it, it sounds like somebody thumbing their nose at the common folk.
You don't actually think.
Yes.
He was consciously trying to belittle people saying it wrong.
He was overdoing it. I will go to my grave thinking that. He was over-taing.
Let's go to Shane in Woodbridge. Shane, you're on Grant and Danny. Have we cracked the case?
I think you did, but my last name, guys, is Peacher, like the fruit. But my whole life, people call me Preacher. It's nonstop. It's every day. So if I got bothered by it, I would be talking about it every day. So I'm sure that's what happened to Marcus here. He just got sick of it for his whole life of being pronounced wrong, and he just let it be.
Wait, so you're Peacher, and they called you Preacher?
All the time. And I'm like, there's no R after the P.
So why did they change the word with a new letter?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, since I've been in elementary school.
Because it's like Freudian, right? Because you're reading it fast, and then there's the loop on the H looks kind of like an R. If you're reading it quickly, you might add the R.
I'm trying to remember who the player was I had this conversation with a few years ago. But I was doing my national baseball show on Sirius XM, and I was talking to a prospect, and I brought them onto the show, and I said, hey, this is kind of embarrassing, because it was a pretty big prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I want to hear you say your last name. He's like, okay, because it's almost like you don't know who I am.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so he said it, and it's a little bit different, which was my thought.
Yep.
And I said, okay, because I always hear it as this. He's like, yeah, that's what everyone calls me. And I'm like, well, have you corrected it? And he's like, I tried, but it's over now. He's like, the effort.
Too many people, yeah.
Basically, his point was, I have turned off the effort on this. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it to me. And it would be like, instead of saying Ruye, if you said like Ruye or
Rauhire.
Like Rauhire's way too different. Okay. That one you might want to fight over.
Okay.
But Ruye versus like Ruye or like just Ruye, stressing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically decided like, it's just not worth it to me anymore.
Here, so I got one where the Collinsworth really does it hard on this one. Here, I'm
okay.
Got the first down. That was so dangerous.
Well, the other part of this, if Mariota does not.
Mariota.
See what I'm saying?
That one. You that one's way over
that
the top.
That was the norm.
He probably is overdoing the Tuh a
yes.
little bit. But he's still closer to being right than we are.
That's not the issue.
It is totally the issue.
I'm going to grant him the correctness. That's
but you're not
the issue. No, because
making fun of—I mean, your tweet on game night. I would imagine. I have not. I'd have to look it
what
up.
What did I say?
I guarantee you made fun of the fact that he was mispronouncing his name.
I said something.
Everybody thought he was mispronouncing his name, and you guys—and I'm with you, by the way. This is not me yelling at anyone. I'm yelling at us collectively. We were mispronouncing his name.
So here's what I said: Mario Tah, the broadcast team tonight.
Right, but why did you say that?
Because they're emphasizing the Tah.
Which is the correct way to pronounce it.
Pronounce it. There's a difference between ramping it up some, which is what we're asking for, which is what Marcus Mariota is asking for, versus Mariota-ing. It's yelling the T at me.
Dad, I want this to be my poll of the day with Danny here. Do people want me to say it correctly for the rest of the year? Mariota. Or do they want me to say the thing that makes them feel more comfortable while they're listening to the radio? Which is Mariota. Do they want to hear what is natural?
That's actually a great question.
What do I do? Now, when I'm talking to him, or if I ever have to say his name to him, I would clearly say it correctly.
You do the best you can.
He's not listening to the radio. What's the difference? Am I perpetuating the falsity, though? Am I the problem if I just keep calling him Mariota because that's what's comfortable to everybody's ears so they're not stopping to think about it? Our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. You can go vote on the Grant and Danny Twitter account, the Facebook account of Grant and Danny, or the 106.7 The Fan X page. Let's go to Carol in the Plata. That's Southern Maryland. That's down 301 near King George County and the Hairy Nice
that
Bridge.
That is correct.
What's up, Carol?
Well, I was just calling because my husband and I were watching the game, and we were kind of laughing at the way that Collinsworth was pronouncing it, not knowing that that's how you're supposed to pronounce it. And we were both saying then that, you know, we got kids that are Harry Potter fans, and it reminded us of that whole little Hermione thing with Leviosa, and that's the way he was pronouncing everything. And it was just the emphasis was just so much that it was laughable.
And that's a perfect analogy, because what Hermione was doing wasn't correcting the boys. She was lording over the boys with her correctness. That's the difference. It's Wingardium Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa. Like, she was overdoing it, and like they rolled their eyes like, come on. You know it all. That's
Rose
what was happening.
Rose in Annandale, home of the Adams. Rose, are you willing to apologize to Chris Collinsworth?
Hi, Grant and Danny. Love your show. Grant,
appreciate you.
I've met you at the Annandale High School football games. Go Adams.
Go Adams.
I'm sitting in the parking lot right now getting ready to go into the pantry and help with food delivery. But this is the issue. So he was also, in addition to saying Mariota, which is correct, he was saying Mariota.
Yep.
And he was even saying Mariota. And it just was ridiculous and almost different every time. So my thing is just stick with one name, and I think it is Mariota, but just very subtly
there it
Mariota.
Is. She's
Mariota.
Got it.
I think Rose is on
it. Rose is on it.
But did he say Mariota?
Yeah.
He said Mariota.
He might have toed once. I don't remember.
He said it twice because I was texting with my sister. He said toe twice.
I mean, if he said toe, then we can't give him an apology. But I need,
because he was so concerned about the T.
I need evidence of that. I can't just, I respect Rose. Sounds like I know Rose. I've met Rose.
Right. She's probably seen you get kicked out of a game.
She's probably seen me yelling at an official or two, mixing it up a little bit. I would have to see audio evidence of him saying toe to believe that.
Mm.
But it seems to me like a lot of people who have been saying the name the wrong way, taking great issue with the fact that they got. That's what it feels like a little bit.
There is some sour grapeage from me.
I think Rose is right, though, that it is subtle. Mariota. If I say Marcus Mariota,
you've done it.
People may not really think much of it. And you're saying, he wasn't saying Marcus Mariota drops back to pass. He was saying Mariota or
yes.
Something like that.
Yes. Closer to that than the real thing.
Daniel's in Woodbridge, home of the Vikings. What's up, Daniel?
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Hello. Oh, my God. I've been trying to. You guys are all right. So I'm with Danny. 100%.
There you go.
I think Chris was emphasizing it. Like, it's like he found a new word, and so he's like letting everybody know he found a new word.
That's a great
bit. But like
bit.
The last caller, I don't know if it was Chris or the other guy, I forgot his name, but he
Mike
definitely
Tirico,
said Mariota, and my son would be mad if I didn't
mention
it.
What did he say? Sorry, what'd you say?
No, he said one of them said Mariota for sure. My son would be mad at me if I didn't mention it.
Oh, no. Because
he was like, why did he say that? But yeah, it's like, I think Marcus is just saying it in like his native, you know, way of saying it. And then Chris was like, all right, let me just go with it. And
so here's my question.
I love the learned a new word analogy, because that's what it was.
100%.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they're in the little meeting that they have. We saw one of these with Nick Sirianni on Hard Knocks, where you get to do the Zoom call, or if you're in the building, get to sit down and talk with a guy. And Collinsworth's like, Marcus, how do you say your last name the right way, brother? And he's like, Mariota. And he's like, so it's tough. It's not Oda. He's like, yeah. And he's like, I'll set the record straight.
By saying it so hard 100 times.
Yeah. That's my reenaction.
Yeah.
Of how it went. Like, you remember the TV show Rescue 911?
I was going to say Unsolved Mysteries did the same thing.
Yeah.
Dramatic reenactment.
That's kind of how I see the interaction going. But as much as I appreciate that JP asked the important question that needed to be asked today.
Yep.
It doesn't get us any closer to solving this thing, because you have to follow up there. Mar versus Mayor is no, that is 2017 called. They want their debate back.
Mm-hmm.
We are past that. If you go back and find clips from his rookie year out of Oregon, there's a lot of people probably calling him Marcus Mariota.
Right.
We learned the Mar part.
Mm-hmm.
Ota? Does he even care? He might even say, if I said to him, is there a difference between Mariota or Mariota? He'd go, oh, no, that doesn't matter.
But he's
at all.
Sitting there going, don't you dare say Mayor.
Yes. What he is bothered by is Mariota. Not Mariota. But he didn't even seem to notice the difference or seem to care about Ta versus Ta.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know that that is why we have this great controversy that has divided Washington, D.C. in
divided.
A way that nothing has.
Nothing.
There hasn't been a single more divisive DC issue that I can remember in years.
And don't look it up either.
Don't even consider.
There's no reason to try to qualify that.
Turning
just
on
take
the news.
It as it is.
At any point, nope. Ever.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dwayne in Bowie, home of the Bay Sox. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, and how are you, Grant?
Good, buddy.
I don't mean to divert about the Mariota, but I wanted to make a comment about the Jaden situation.
Well, we're not doing that right now, my friend. Do you have anything on Mariota versus Mariota?
This is hot pressing.
I do, actually. So here's the situation with that. You have a poll. My answer to that is let's leave it the way it is, the way you've been pronouncing it, the way all of us have been pronouncing it.
Okay.
A lot of people have names where within their family, within their group of friends, they know what the deal is. Outside of that, they don't care what anybody calls them, but there's an answer. He knows that 99% of United States does not say Mariota or whatever. We say Mariota, just like
right.
you did.
Right.
So
right.
for us,
so just stick with it
now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said so. We should just stick with it. Let's just keep chopping wood.
Right. Exactly. Because if you try to change now, it's going to sound funny. It's already sounding funny when you say it because I'm not used to you saying that.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So
this
so
is my biggest
that.
Concern too, Dwayne. It's a good phone call. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making it. I don't want people listening to the show every time I say his name to stop and go, why did he say it that way? Or to even think about it. It should be furniture in the room you never notice. So if I'm saying his name and the point I'm making and trying to drill home, whether it's Daniels is better for this reason or Mariota played well.
Yeah, they should resign Mariota.
I need you to be thinking about the point, not the name. So if I have to say his name the way that it's comfortable for you to do that, that's the gig.
Name the backup quarterback that's a free agent at year's end they should resign.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, see, it's distracting.
Andy in D.C.
Hey, guys. I think Grant, you're right. This is the Ibiza or Ibiza-type deal where someone goes, oh, we just got back from Ibiza, and it makes you kind of cringe and roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Here's one. I'll give you the comp. It's Qatar. It's Qatar versus Qatar, where it's actually Qatar. I remember, I think you one time were like, maybe someone on the show was like, why are you calling it that? I'm like, that's what it's actually called. Because Barack Obama was the first one I ever heard doing that, and I had to look it up years ago, and everyone's like, you mean Qatar? And I'm like, no, it's Qatar. And that's the actual name, but when you say it, you just sound like you're being pretentious and ridiculous, Andy.
Yeah, it's like the French always correcting your pronunciation.
Exactly. And, like, this is sports talk. Like, we can get over it, right? We can just call it Mariota, especially from the Mid-Atlantic. This is a Mariota-heavy town.
That is an interesting little wrinkle there.
That's an important wrinkle.
Yeah.
But are we being disrespectful if we know someone's name and we're purposefully saying it wrong? Like, if my last name is Paulson.
Okay.
And someone's been calling me Paulson for a while, and I say, no, it's Paulson. And they go, I like Paulson.
I can't be bothered to learn that.
How is that different than Bruce Allen calling Kirk Cousins Kurt Cousins
Kurt.
Because it was easier for him or because it's what he learned first or whatever?
Because it was a McLean accent.
Because of his McLean dialect, you see?
Yeah.
So what should we do? The poll will decide this once and for all.
Wow.
Whatever the poll says, I will do.
Leaving it up to the people?
We're leaving it up to the masses on Twitter, 1067 the fan account. Will it be Marcus Mariota at quarterback for the Commanders, or will it be Marcus Mariota for the rest of this season? That is the question. You can go vote right now. Why can't we get some Commanders into the Hall of Fame? We'll talk about that next on G&D.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We'll take you up to 6:30. We got a chance for somebody to win Leonard Skinner tickets coming up in a half hour ahead of the 4 o'clock Beltway Blitz. The Hall of Fame committee and voting is ongoing, and the finalists are being whittled down little by little until we'll have a class announced right at the end of this football season. And so you have the 2026 Hall of Fame class getting smaller and smaller as we get closer to the finish line here. And according to Don Van Natta Jr. today of ESPN, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, the co-architects of the NFL dynasty in New England with the Patriots, are finalists for this 2026 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Hall announced this morning that Kraft, who has owned the six-time Super Bowl champion Patriots since 94, was the lone finalist in the contributor category. Marks the first time Kraft, who's 84 years old, is going to be a finalist for the Hall after 14 years of campaigning on his behalf. Belichick, who's an eight-time Super Bowl winning coach. Eight times, by the way.
Yeah.
Damn. Six as head coach of the Patriots. Two as a defensive coordinator of the Giants. Finalist in the coaching category. First year of eligibility for him. And then sources on the class who were talking to Van Natta got into some of the other details behind the scenes. But here's what Commanders fans will care about. It sounds as though the wait continues for a couple of our own. Of course, Brian Mitchell, who works with us here at 106.7 The Fan, who's an immensely deserving Hall of Fame candidate. There's never been a more successful return man, and he's number two all-time in yards behind only Jerry Rice. Still no Hall of Fame bid. And Joe Jacoby, who has been worthy of the Hall since the day he stopped playing, continues now to play the waiting game, despite being the most recognizable and perhaps important member of the most recognizable and important offensive line in the history of the league. Both of those are ridiculous, because we're biased when it comes to B-Mitch. We can come back to that one. But how is Joe Jacoby not in the Hall of Fame? This has never made any sense to me, and I don't do the officials tried to make Washington lose thing. Similarly, I've always kind of found this idea that they hold Hall of Fame bids against the Redskins for the name or because of Dan Snyder or whatever else, kind of turned my eyes, rolled them on that. But as much as I like to turn my nose up on those types of things, give me a good reason why this team is so underrepresented. The era of dominance of this team, that offensive line, whether it's B-Mitch or Jacoby or others, how is it possible? I mean, Art Monk had to wait forever to get into the Hall of Fame. It seems like that's always the case for Washington, and it's not a tiny Hall of Fame. There's like six, seven guys that get in every single year.
It is. All of those conspiracy theories, to me, are right until proven otherwise. And here's what I mean. this era, this group never gets the respect it deserves. I think there are multiple reasons for it. People that were talking about the name then and even in the 90s, I don't think that's a thing. Here's what I do think is a thing. Because it wasn't one coach, one quarterback, consecutive years, right, where they're back-to-back champs or this or that. They had to take turns with San Francisco, with Chicago, with the Giants, other teams of the 80s. The second most successful team of the 80s goes to four Super Bowls, wins three of them. It wasn't as sexy as some of the others. And so it never got the appreciation. You had to have analytics nerds come by 30 years later and going, have you all noticed that this 91 team is maybe the greatest team of all time? Anybody ever talk about that? We know. We watched them take everybody's ass to the woodshed. And they came back with welts. They were unbelievable. A buzzsaw mixed with a juggernaut with momentum. Everybody can get some. They were unbelievable. But it never gets mentioned until decades later where people kind of went, look at this. Look at the EPA per play. Look at the DVOA. Look at this defense. Oh, my God, these guys were incredible. And it took forever for people to have any kind of appreciation. It took lobbying for literally decades of people like Peter King, who was the most influential guy at the table, to finally make him appreciate, hey, Art Monk was really good. You know, the guy that retired with more receptions than literally anybody that ever played football. That guy should probably go to Canton. And it took forever for it to happen. This group never gets the appreciation it deserves. I don't think it's because of the name Redskins. But I do think it's because...
Well, it shouldn't be now, by the way.
Right, but for whatever reason, that...
You could, if that's your theory, you could say, well, they played for the Redskins. Your logo at the time, that was the emblem, so that would go on the bus or whatever. But I don't buy that
one. Yeah, like sometimes it applied, but it didn't apply for Darrell Green. It didn't apply for Riggins.
Exactly.
I've never bought that. But I do buy that the people that cover this league in this New York-centric marketplace or whatever, I mean, if you played for the Giants for an hour and a half and made 10 tackles, Peter King is like, I think you should be in the Hall of Fame. I had a great Starbucks this morning. Like, we read it for years. And finally, the world's opening up, and still those guys, Brian Mitchell most specifically, but to me, the greatest case is Joe Jacoby. Member of the all-80s decade team. Not some, he was important to us. He was our blood and guts, heart and soul. In the 80s, when the Niners kicked everyone's ass, and so did Washington, the all-decade left tackle, right there, that dude. It's not just some matter of like a couple people's opinion here locally. Everybody gets it. And for some reason, he can't get in.
He also was on all three Super Bowl champions. Yeah. So there's three rings here that he's a big part of, right? How many guys who are on an all-decade team were multi-time first-team All-Pros and four-time Pro Bowlers that are not in the Hall of Fame? I would love to see if there's another one. I'll bet you at the tackle position, there isn't. Not a single guy that was all-decade with four Pro Bowls, two first-team All-Pros, and certainly not a guy with the resume where you're the starting tackle for three Super Bowl championship teams. No chance does that resume exist anywhere else.
So Roger Craig would probably be the closest, and he was one of the three finalists this year.
He's one of the finals.
He's finally getting his just desserts because he changed football. People don't remember this. Like, he went 1,000 and 1,000 as a running back. That's receiving and rushing in the same year. Like, the overall numbers weren't maybe as gaudy as some other guys, but as part of this offense that changed the way offense was played in the league, and by the way, Gibbs had a hand in that too, not the West Sure. Coast system, but in terms of changing football. But that was the only other guy that kind of couldn't get his just desserts. He's getting them now, rightfully so.
Just desserts? I've never heard that phrase before. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's usually come like interchangeable with comeuppance.
Okay.
Which is usually more negative skewed, but like he's getting his flowers.
Gotcha.
His Richmond.
I assumed that's what it meant. I've just never heard that phrase in my life. Roger Craig is 1 year younger than Joe Jacoby. They're 65 and 66. And they played a similar era. He does not satisfy the requirement that I laid out, though, in any way. He is not a two-time first-team All-Pro. He's a one-time first-team All-Pro. He did not have the resume of Joe Jacoby.
No.
He is a three-time Super Bowl champion and a four-time Pro Bowler. So, as you said, there's some things that are close. But, like, it's hard with O-linemen because there's no counting stats. But assuming Jacoby is the dominant figure that everybody has said that he was and that players who went against him say that he was, he's got a better resume. I mean, Roger Craig was it was a different era, so I always say that, but he was a three-time 1,000-yard back in a 11-year career. That's what he was. And if you're looking for 900-yard seasons, there are still three of them. In fact, in his career, there were 5 years, including the final four, where he rushed for under 600 yards in a season. So about half of his career is a running back. Now, again, I understand we can talk about different eras, but my point is he had one superstar year where he led the league in yards from scrimmage. He was the first team All-Pro, third in the MVP vote, was the Offensive Player of the Year. He was Christian McCaffrey for a season. He's now a finalist. He's now gone further than Joe Jacoby, one of the best tackles to ever live, on three Super Bowl teams, who made multiple years over the best tackle in the league, and he's never gotten as far. It is crazy to me. Let's go to Mark in Rockville, wants to hop in. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, bud.
I just have a question. I assume there's absolute criterion and relative criteria, meaning who in this current cohort they're considering. But I have a stupid question. Why doesn't somebody just ask why Joe is not being, I don't know if he's not being considered or why he's not getting in?
Well, he's been considered. I mean, he's been a semifinalist.
Yeah, he's been considered for a long time. I'm sure the questions come up. So here's the question on the process, I guess, to the caller's point here, to Mark's point. So what happens next is on January 13th, the vote takes place. And I think it's 50 people that are going to vote on this. How do we get from the big list to here? Is that still a committee or a panel? Or is that the Hall of Fame itself? In other words, Jacoby can't crack through this wall. Is that based on the committee of voters and media members? Or is that the Hall of Fame itself that presents the list of 50 finalists that he's never gotten on to these voters to vote on January 13th? Does my question make sense?
It kind of does. I also don't know the answer specifically about the process. I always know that, hey, he's a semifinalist. I don't know who made him that. I don't know what group that, now that it's a veterans committee as opposed to the regular group. Again, one of my least favorite non-criminal division class of people are Hall of Fame voters in various sports. I find them so loathsome and irritating.
Statement.
It is very large. I find them so irritating, especially baseball. That's my number one. But
those are some of your favorite writers and media members that you're talking about.
When it comes to that, I find them so obnoxious, and I cannot believe that they take the courses of actions that they take. Some don't do it. Many do, and I find it ridiculous.
So here's the answer I'm getting. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee votes for players to be inducted. This committee consists of 50 media representatives, which is what I was talking about. One from each pro football city. Forever for us, that was David Elfin here in D.C., with two each from New York and Los Angeles, 17 at-large selectors, and one representative from the Pro Football Writers of America. The committee meets annually to elect new members, with a candidate needing at least 80% of the vote to be enshrined. So I got all that. What I want to know is, how do we get to the finalists? I'm going to get answers on that for people, and I'll mention that when we return here. We got a double play coming your way. Remember those Leonard Skinner tickets at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
$3.45 every day, we give you a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got Leonard Skinner tickets for you. Danny, occasionally on this program, you and I talk about TV shows that we are watching. Occasionally, you and I will volley back and forth with ideas for one another.
Sure.
On what shows we should watch. What almost never happens, Dad very rarely ever suggests a show for us.
I don't think there's a precedent for it. Has that ever happened before?
Certainly not a non-Disney Plus, Avengers 17,
right.
Back from the Dead, Gemstones from the Hand, 2.0, weird, like, made-for-television Avengers movie show.
Right.
I think that's kind of what
I think that's the summary.
WandaVision 16 or whatever. But Darius waddled in here, and I'm going to say waddled because it was very sheepish in a sense. He kind of came in with no confidence in a sense, and he walked. I'm going to say in a sense again, and he walked over right up to me, but sheepishly. And waddling, and he's like twiddling his thumbs a little bit, and he's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Yeah, this is kind of weird. What's going on?" He's like, "Have I heard that you like whodunits?" I took great offense to this. I didn't mention this to him, but I'm like, "Do we?" Other questions you could ask me: do I like the Commanders? Do I have any kids?
Have I ever ordered wings at a sports bar?
Right. How long have we known each other? We work together every day. I think of you as a friend.
Yep.
And we're very similar in a lot of ways, me and Darius. I kind of think we're pals. And he's like, "Hey, man, you from Virginia? You take pride in where you're."
You ever live there?
What is that about?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm like, "Yeah, dude, that's why they call me Whodunit Paulson. I love a whodunit. Every day that I'm not watching football, I'm trying to find a whodunit. That's literally why they call me."
Do they call you that, though?
What do they call me?
Whodunit Paulson.
Thank you.
I'll play along.
They call me.
They don't. I mean, admit that they don't.
You know they do.
Mario Ta.
Yeah. This is Whodunit Paulson talking right now on the air. So he goes, "I got a really good whodunit for you." And I was like, "Go ahead. Like, what is this about?"
Go on.
All Her Fault, it's called. All Her Fault. It's on Peacock. It debuted apparently on November 6th, so Darius put some hay in the barn quick here. He found it. He watched it. It's over. He goes, "Now, believe this or not," he said, he's like, "it's only an 8-part miniseries."
As if to, like, give you a negative thing? Yeah.
Have you ever listened to the show you produce? What kind of shows does Whodunit Paulson like?
Short ones.
How many episodes generally? What's my wheelhouse?
3.
I would say 6 to 8.
No, admit it's 3.
The mini series, the 6 to 8 episode silly is right. That's the sweet spot. If I'm Juan Soto, that's kind of like inner half, up around a little under the letters, right? He goes, "It's only 8 episode miniseries." Okay, where's the bad part? I start watching this show last night. Here's how much I liked it. Not only did I crank out about half this show, I went from ads on Peacock to no ads, just like that.
You upgraded?
I called Darius like an hour in, and I'm like, "Please tell me you don't have ads. Do you have ads?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Every 5 minutes, I'm getting a 90-second commercial. This is insane." He's like, "Oh, you need no ads." So Peacock got a little more money last night. First time I've ever watched a show on Peacock. This is Dakota Fanning starring in a whodunit about a kid that disappears. Frankly, with kids, some of this stuff hits a little close to home, so it can be tough. But otherwise, I don't know many of the actors. I recognize Jake Lacy. That's about it. Michael Pena's in this, who's a 10 out of 10. This is Nick Memphis from Shooter, and he's a detective again. He does his best work as a detective. Michael Pena, big fan. But Danny, whodunit Paulson, which you know they call me, is halfway through a whodunit, and I got theories. I am cracking this case as we speak.
I love it. Glad you're happy about it.
Oh, it's good.
Is it? So is it like, remember I tried to get you to watch that the British version of that? I was trying to remember the show while you were talking. But it was a great one with a couple of excellent small town actors. Yes. You know, was it like that kind of?
It was a very Mayor of Easttowny, but it was the British BBC thing.
Yeah, it was the British joint.
Yes, because I had to sign up for some BBC nonsense and I couldn't get out of it and I spent a year paying for it. But I watched that. It was a great show.
It was like that one, right? Is it like this?
I think it's better than that, but we're going to see. I don't want to give anything away. I'm not going to. I will say, and this may not even make sense, so if it doesn't, just act like I didn't say it and move on.
Got it.
So Darius told me that one of the upcoming episodes is like a flashback that is now going to introduce another, you know, a bunch of new elements and kind of answer some questions. And I think that that's lazy show writing. When you do these whodunits, the whole point is you're getting me to look over here and then over there. And what's that? Who's this? Oh, what about? They did it. Oh, he did it. Oh, she did it. And that's like the whole idea. When you just build in an episode now where you go back and it's like, here's a bunch of stuff you haven't known for four episodes that we're going to show you now. A little bit of a shortcut.
I think so, too.
Lido Pizza is square because it doesn't cut corners.
Right. This is not the Lido Pizza of show writing.
This director doesn't eat Lido Pizza. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
So we'll see if I love it as much as I currently do. But right now, I'm on a wild ride.
You're having a grand old time?
It's been great. And what do they call me, Danny?
Grant?
Nope. When they don't call me Grant.
Jeeps. Jeeps.
No.
You make me say it?
It's a couple things. Mr. Maui Pineapple Chicken.
Oh, I was going to go there, too. Damn it.
And what else?
Whodunit Paulson.
Whodunit Paulson.
I'm going to sneak in a quick one. I don't know if you saw the story or not. A masked bandit broke into a liquor store in Ashland, Virginia, just outside of Richmond.
This is good.
You see this? So the masked bandit broke in, ransacked the store, drank a bunch of liquor, crashed some bottles, and passed out on the floor. That's not a remarkable story. It's not good, obviously, but you know, we see things like that, unfortunately, from time to time, and yada, yada, yada. Here's my big butt. The masked bandit, a raccoon. What do you mean, a raccoon? I mean, an actual raccoon broke into a liquor store somehow, drank a bunch of booze, and passed out next to the toilet like a college sophomore pledging a fraternity.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Are you saying ludicrous or ludicrous?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Ludicrous. It's probably more than ludicrous. The raccoon broke into the liquor store, drank a wide selection of alcohol,
pummeled
and passed out.
A bunch of liquor, and then passed out on the bathroom floor. That's incredible.
It is. I don't really have any other words beside that.
No, it's great.
So the animal control obviously gets called. Imagine the owner, the ABC store, walks in.
Did you hear what happened when they got called?
What?
They go into the bathroom, and he goes, "You guys aren't going to believe it." I swear to God, it had nothing to do with it. This is not what he wanted to look like. That's what the raccoon said.
Somebody stole a bunch of liquor and poured it down my throat. You walk in and you go, oh my God, we've been robbed. Right? Because there's glass shattered on the ground. And the whole place smells like booze because it's all opened up and there's liquor all over the place. This aisle is ransacked. Looks terrible. And so maybe you're alerting the authorities. You're going, maybe the person's still here. I'm not really sure how to handle this. And you eventually get to the bathroom and the raccoon is passed out like you think he'd be passed out, face first, all legs, paws, arms, whatever you call it, splayed out, and his face is slammed against the floor because he just couldn't handle anymore, could not handle his incredible amount of booze. And they took him to the drunk tank, sobered him up, released him back out into the wild. They let him go.
I like that this happened in Ashland, Virginia, by the way, where I get my puppies, or I did once anyway. Champ Bailey, many years ago, came from Paulie's Pups in Ashburn when I was like 8 years old or something. Beltway Blitz is next, and as soon as we return on Grant and Danny, we're giving away those Leonard Skinner tickets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.